Today on Pin It Deep, everything's a disaster. All of it. Kentucky, lost. Pin It Deep episode at Tin Roof, lost. Just terrible all around. But we thank you all for tuning in and listening. Retweet for your chance to win the Pin It Deep balls at the end of the season. Like, share, subscribe. Let's just get into it.
So others may every time.
Get some.
Live from KS Bar and Grill, introducing Pin It Deep with Max Duffy and Miles Butler, presented by Kentucky Sports Radio. Welcome into another edition of Pin It Deep. I am Brent Wainscott, atop of KS Bar and Grill, with Max Duffy, who just took a drink of his water, Miles Butler, who is in his pajama pants. And if you notice, we are not at Tin Roof. We are not live.
I was going to say we're at the second greatest bar of all time.
Yep. We have no guests.
None.
And I leave for one day. Technical guru leaves for one day.
Yep.
I come back, and everything just goes to shit.
All hell's broken loose.
Well, all of it.
Here's the thing. I don't even really care what I say tonight. In terms of, I'm probably just not going to speak because apparently I can't say what I want to say and I get filtered and I get ridiculed and I get banished from being able to speak my mind. So, we didn't play great this week. It was a tough week and we look forward to next week, and that's all I've got.
I'll tell you what, just to appease the people who wouldn't let us put the podcast out because it was apparently so bad. I wasn't there, so I don't know. Let's give people a preview.
No, it wasn't bad. It was great.
No, that's what I heard.
It's the best one we've done.
And it's just lost to the history.
Great. To the people that turned up to Tin Roof on Sunday, they will forever – it will be like a moment in time where we can – all the people in that building will cherish the moment that we spent together and the time that we got to spend together.
It's like church.
And it's a memory that we will forever be able to hold, but no one else will be able to ever see it, apparently, or hear it.
Or hear it. So can we give a people a preview of what it would sound like if we just didn't say anything?
It would sound like this. Like, beep, 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 beep.
That bad, huh? Or good.
I mean, we were saying what we felt. What was on our minds was being able to be said, and that apparently cannot happen anymore.
Well,
it was really good to get the guys up there, though, and kind of see them loosen up a little bit.
They had a few beeps.
Yeah. Chris had a lot.
I heard that we had two other special guests join as well.
We did.
We had two more special guests. We had Wandale Robinson jump on and Josh Ali because they were loving it so much. They're like, let us be a part of it. We had an interview that was going on with Cavassier Smoke and Chris Rodriguez, and Cavassier Smoke just left during the interview to go eat wings and then came back and was yelling at us while eating wings. We had a
Brent can understand the whole wing thing.
I'm still scarfing down tacos right now.
We had an offering plate being charted around Tin Roof, trying to get Wandale Robinson to stay in the state of Kentucky and play for University of Kentucky next year. NIL, we wrote him a blank check and said, "Sign this for how much to stay." People were screaming at him, telling him to stay. It was all happening.
Coach Stoops was one of the ones yelling too. I think
Stoops came down, yelled at him.
I heard that. Stoops put a few people through the table at Tin Roof.
He was not
some
happy.
Some chairs were thrown.
Yeah, it was some of the officials.
Oh, oof.
It was unbelievable.
There's something about this week every year, especially for Kentucky fans, where it's like daylight savings. Usually this week Kentucky goes and they'll like lose to Duke. They'll probably lose to Duke tonight. I hope they don't, but they will.
Do they play tonight? I thought it was tomorrow night. Tonight.
It is tonight.
Okay, I see.
Yep,
I got you.
Yep. They'll probably lose tonight. They lost to Tennessee, third game in a row. They're going to drop out of the top 25. The Pin It Deep podcast doesn't go up. Aaron Rodgers doesn't play in Kansas City. The Packers lose. It's just an all systems failure shit show this week.
The Pin It Deep podcast should have gone up. It's just
it could have saved the week had we put it up.
It would have. I know a lot of people, if you looked at smiles leaving Kroger Field, and we're all about spreading the love and happiness and, the world's a better place, people are happy. If you looked at smiles of people leaving Kroger Field, none. You look at smiles leaving Tin Roof on Sunday afternoon, 100% of people leaving had a nice smile on their face and had a good time.
But now they're all
sad. But we can't share that laughter because not allowed.
I guess going forward, if people want to be happy, they could come by.
Come to Tin Roof.
If we do it again.
That's all I can say. Yep.
Yeah, it was quite an event.
What's funny to me is, too, is people are hearing this and might be like, oh, they didn't actually go to Tin Roof. They just didn't. Like, there's.
No, there's pictures.
There's photo evidence that Tin Roof happened. And not only do the people who weren't there didn't get to experience it or hear about it, I have no. I
said to you today when I was dropping off the audio to you, you're going to enjoy this. Not sure they're going to let us put it out. You're going to enjoy this. I don't think you've had a chance to listen to it yet, so you probably can't comment on it. But
well, here's the thing. I opened it up. The people. So here's what happened. You guys were at Tin Roof.
Yep, we were.
Tin Roof was kind enough to cut you guys some deal for letting some people into the Tin Roof. Yep.
A good deal.
A really good deal.
No monetary us. No. Yep. Nothing.
And while you guys were doing that, you guys had set the recording over by the sound area like you yep. guys should have. Nice, responsible people.
Yep.
I go and I looked. The audio that you guys had left for me was erased.
Erased?
Erased.
Like pencil erased.
Someone.
We should have done it in pen.
Someone stolen. Erased it.
See, but that's going to... It
was Nicolas Cage.
Nick Roush.
Oh, Nick Roush, of course.
I said Nicolas Cage, but...
See, that's the thing that will be... That kind of, like... You know how they're doing... What is it? The NFTs?
Yep.
That whole recording could be an NFT that would sell for a lot.
Yes, it would. It's lost, though, to the history.
What is an NFT?
Who? No idea. What is...
What's NFT stand for?
Not for... touchdowns.
Not yeah. four touchdowns.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how our weekend went. It was actually very fun. We had a great time. As you know, I was talking to Miles and a couple of our friends earlier. Obviously, it was tough to work on a Sunday, having to be a work day. Normally, Sunday is your day of rest. But, you know, me and Miles are all about sharing things with the people. So we decided to have a work day on Sunday yep. and really put in the time. So much so that we stayed back after hours at the work office at Tin Roof till about maybe 11 or 12 at night, just to put in the extra hours there and make sure, you know, we're giving back to the people. So we've had a tough day. That's why we're a little bit tired today. Big, long day of work yesterday. How was your weekend?
It was pretty solid. Kansas City was nothing there.
Okay, here's the thing. If I ask you how your weekend is and you say pretty solid, that's not true. Aaron Rodgers wasn't there, and the only reason why you went there was to see Aaron Rodgers. So I'm going to ask you again. You can be more honest. How was your weekend, Brett?
Okay. He just got a divorce, and you're like, how's the wife doing? Like, don't rub salt in the wound.
He's alive.
Honestly, let me say this. Had the Packers not scored a touchdown, I would have been like, oh, shoot.
gotta edit yourself, can't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, and you always blame us, and you're the one saying this week.
That's on me. That's on me. Had the Packers not scored, it would have been horrible. But the Packers did score. Arrowhead was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Met the love of my life. Unfortunately, she lives in Kansas City.
What's I was going to say Aaron Rodgers wasn't there.
What is her name?
She can't be named.
What if she listens?
She who cannot
there's
be named.
There's no
so she,
way she listens.
The daughter, to Lord Voldemort.
Pretty much. There's no way she listens, but she apparently fits my type is what my friends have told me.
Fits your type?
But short, brunette.
That's the only thing that's your type is those two.
You're looking at one. Yeah.
Very sure. She's probably taller than I am.
Very kind woman. She asked me to do karaoke. We couldn't go because, you know, the working
man. What have you sung? If you had to, off the top of your head, what would have been the song of choice that you would have tried to impress her with, just to woo her off your feet with your voice?
My knee-jerk reaction would probably be Purple Rain, but it's like 9
Prince?
Minutes long. Yeah.
Wow.
But it's like 9 minutes long. Yeah. You can't really duet with her, so maybe...
Wait, you know every word to that.
Purple Rain?
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't. At karaoke places, anyway, they got the words.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. If it's to, like, swoop her off her feet...
Bit of Frank Sinatra or something?
Maybe. Maybe I Just Can't Stop Loving You, Michael Jackson, and whatever the other
Janet.
Woman. Sure, Janet can do it. Yeah, I guess. Could do like Big
Johnny Cash?
Could do Ass.
Jackson?
By Big Sean and Nicki Minaj.
That could work.
Be a good karaoke song. A very easy song, I'd say.
TJ Watt just getting sacks galore tonight, by the way, as always. We're watching football as this
we're
goes
so
on.
We're so bummed. Like, we came in here, we were like, well, what are we going to talk about? And we're just like, well...
We're not talking about the one thing, well, the game.
But do we even want to talk about it? Stoops certainly didn't want to talk about it today.
I don't. I do want to alert people to the fact that I chose the exact score.
He did.
Oh, that's like the exact score.
This is true.
Proudly,
wrong way around, but I so the way I say it, it was actually the right way around because I said 42-45.
So you were the precursor. This is really your fault.
So I actually chose the exact score. I said 42-45, and it was 42-45 really in the end.
Yep. I remembered. No. I was offered a public apology if LSU stayed within 10 points of Bama. I am waiting.
Miles.
I am waiting.
I'm sorry for putting you through what you had to go through during the recording of the last show.
Thank you.
I apologize sincerely. We should never have doubted you or Go Tigers.
Not Go Joe.
It comes from the bottom of my heart. I'm probably going to tear up soon because this combined with the fact that they won't let us put the tin roof audio out is upsetting.
Well, yeah. I hope you have your tissues ready because I also am owed an apology for saying that South Carolina would beat Florida. Not only did they beat Florida.
Blew them out.
Doors off.
Did you actually say that?
Yeah. And you said you would apologize.
Did you see they fired
I think both of you said you would apologize.
Todd Grantham, out. Not in.
Did you genuinely believe it, though, when you said it?
Yeah, swear it.
Wow.
Like that they would win.
Yeah. It felt like one of those weird things that would happen because it's like South Carolina at night. Florida's kind of given up. People like Frank Beamer. He needs to have one signature win in his first season. That's it.
Wasn't us.
No, it
wasn't
going
to be us. Nope.
That was an unbelievable, like, result. Like, that of all the results on the weekend, that's what would have shocked me. Well, it did shock me the most.
Yeah. Not even Purdue, Michigan State, or anything like that.
Because
Purdue beats everybody.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Still waiting on my apology, though.
How do they do that? How does Purdue always beat the big team? Because they did Ohio State, right? They beat Iowa this year.
They got Ohio State this week.
Can I ask you a question for both of you? And I'd love to hear your opinions because I'm really conflicted at the moment because one reason supports it and one reason goes against it. Mark Stoops, offensive genius or not? Now, here's the two things. If we get over 600 yards of offense against Tennessee,
we lose.
We're 0-3. Okay? Yep. And we got over 600.
I thought it was 0-2.
He purposely and smartly, correctly, intuition unbelievable, got the flag to bring us back yards so we could have more space on 4th-and-24. We got that first down. Knew he had to get it, was willing to go to any lengths to yell, say whatever needed to come out of his mouth to get that flag. We get that first down, but we get over 600 yards of offense. Offensive genius or offensive dummy?
I think it's offensive genius because he tried to keep it under 600, right? Is that what you were implying?
No, I'm saying he just knew like there was no way we were going to get a 4th-and-9. He needed to go in there, get the flag, make it 4th-and-24 so we could get that flag.
Yeah, Coach Cohen, do that one play we talked about this week.
Because the 4th-and-9, you're kind of in between there. Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It's you never get those.
Yeah, but 4th-and-24, I think, yeah.
100% get them all the time. We're actually 100% for 4th-and-24s this year.
We are. 4th-and-9, though, I don't think we're
We're not, no.
I think we've almost punted.
And he knew that stat.
Yeah, I'm very proud of Stoops for that one.
So, genius?
I think he is a genius. I do.
If you were to guess what came out of his mouth, and I'm willing for you to say it, and we'll just beep it out accordingly, what do you think came out of his mouth to the ref? We'll see.
We'll see. Banged up.
Banged up a bit.
You know, I think, our photographer, Dr. Mike, he actually got some photos of, and he turned into a GIF of what Stoops was saying to the referee. I didn't have the time to look at it because I was on my way back from Kansas City.
Yeah.
I feel like we could read lips. Do you want to take a look at
Yes. it? Yes. I didn't know this was there. Yes.
I didn't know.
Either. I bet he said something. Are we actually leaving this in or no?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. I'll keep
What
it
do you think
it.
He said?
Mm.
What do you think
Something
he
about
said?
The ref's
he
wife,
called
maybe?
Him, oh, he said, you skinny because he can't call the funny thing is when you get fat you can't call people fat fucks because they just point at you so it's like what are you talking about coach
it's almost like what when he called Miles a pencil dick is
yeah.
that it
pencil dick that's what I was
hold on so here this is
all right show it to us
it's hard to make out
yeah because it's like in records
wow.
it's like a
yeah
He went with the gray too, which was interesting from him because he's been going black.
I did notice that too.
And he went with the gray blue. I'm not sure if he was trying to mix things up or what he was trying to do. But
Max, talk about the uniform reveal because we think that's going to be a good idea.
We think there's
going
a really good idea. We talked about it, Tin Roof, for those of you that would have wanted to be there. So we think going forward they should do uniform reveals like each week leading up to the game.
They do.
No, they should.
They do.
I haven't seen them.
No, that's so lost.
Coach Stoops' outfit, uniform.
I'm talking what color?
Everything. What pants, hat, shoes, hat, and
socks.
What he's gonna wear.
I want to see what underwear he's going to have on.
Yes,
I was thinking that maybe Stoops could do the game day photos in the
and they should do the
football uniform.
I don't know if there's an O-line. I don't know if there's a jersey big enough. I think so. We could do some sort of like, you know how we were talking about earlier in this year, the Grant McInnes, like Missouri.
Yep.
I'd like to see the Coach Stoops unveil like what he's going to wear in like a little strut down, walk around, maybe the glasses tilt again.
I would like to see that.
That would be unbelievable. I think that would be really
funny.
Especially
if they got like how Missouri did. There's like with like the stadium lights go and they made like a full video out of it and like smoke comes and he's just walking out in his black
fire department hat like he had for a little bit this year.
Yep. What if they did it like baseball and the coaches wore the same gear?
Dude, I would love it.
Can you imagine Stoops like helmet all the way down, just matching the guys?
What number would he wear?
Zero.
That's true.
Double zero. Double zero.
Number one.
I think double zero is probably good because it's like Stoops.
And they use those as the O?
Yep. That's a good brand.
I just think that would be a really cool idea. That's all. I'm not sure if I'm alone in that. I would wait for it each week.
I think that would be a hard thing to sell after losing three straight. I don't think he would be in the mood to do that. But
are we going to win our next three games?
Yes.
Yes.
Easily. Yes.
Hold on. We cover the next two. Unless New Mexico State's like a 50-point spread.
They actually are this week. They play Bama. It's 51.5.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be a little banged up when they come into.
They're going through the SEC schedule themselves.
Yep. Kentucky will cover 19 against Vanderbilt. They'll cover probably against New Mexico State. Louisville, they probably won't cover, but they still will.
Missouri covered.
This is a good. Oh, yeah, they did. This is actually a funny thing. So my brother, Reese, went to Alabama for his undergrad, lives in Dallas, Texas now. He's going to visit my sister, Raven, the betting champion that we've talked about on here before, who also hit every game this weekend except ours. She picked Kentucky.
Yep.
Got everything else, Ohio State. Nebraska did score.
Yep.
Reese is going this weekend to Bama to visit her to see Bama, New Mexico State. Mm-hmm. Then he's coming here the weekend that they play here.
So he's seen double New Mexico
State.
He's seen both games.
But he's not a fan of them. He said he thinks he's the only person that would go to both games as a fan of the opposite team.
Or maybe,
well, that's true. I hope we hit him up for some scouting reports.
If you could pass his number on to Stoops or something, maybe he can watch a little bit of stuff. The Saturday show.
We could get Reese on before. Yeah, Reese would like that.
I want a scouting
attractive
report.
Attractive man, Reese, too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, really attractive.
Does he favor Lance or Miles more?
Miles.
Dan, my dad.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Met Dan for the first time, Mr. Butler. This week.
Yeah.
Great
What'd
guy.
What'd you think? Yeah, he's a good guy.
Great guy.
Did you meet Lori, the mom, as well?
I did. She's also wonderful.
She is.
I think she had knee surgeries.
She did.
Yep. She was very nice. She also hates Tennessee as much as us, though, and that's something I really appreciated.
She does hate him.
Yep.
She hates that orange.
Yep.
It was one of the most frustrating things to actually have them as one of our losses this year.
That is. And it happens. It feels like it happens when it's not supposed to every time. But when we're not – when we worry about Tennessee, I think, that's when Kentucky ends up beating them. But then when it's like, oh, you know, Tennessee sucks this year.
People won't like this. I actually think Tennessee's pretty good.
No, Tennessee is good.
On offense, obviously, they're really good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
They haven't played Georgia, have they?
I think they could
score some on Georgia.
Here's the honest take for just us in general. We played really well at the start of the season, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Josh Pascal was really, really good. He can no longer do it by himself, and the rest of the guys on our defense are below par in terms of ability. And we're getting exposed now because you can kind of get away with it for a little bit. And then after a while, teams start to figure you out. And it's like, if we can stop Josh, they have absolutely nothing else.
I know we joke about it.
I think JJ's a bit banged up. But everyone else is. Yes, we're hurt. Yes.
Yeah, well, like we joke about it, it genuinely.
Our depth isn't great on D-line at all.
Oh, I think it is. We're down two guys, though.
Well, that's what I'm like. We don't have that much just laying around after that.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, which I don't think many people do unless you're Georgia. But
Georgia's got five stars everywhere.
And the offense played as good as we needed it to.
It probably exceeded expectations.
But can I say this, though, my prediction?
You're free to speak.
I said it doesn't matter how the defensive plays. We just need to score enough points to win, which is obvious. But as in, we didn't score enough.
The end of the
like it like we kept them to 45, which is whatever. Which is I said
I would never
say
that.
It doesn't matter, but we still had enough opportunities as an offense to win that game.
Did we ever stop them? Barely.
Yeah, they punted a couple times.
Twice.
I would say we kept them to 45.
I mean, as I said, the defense didn't matter. We just need to score, and we didn't. We ruined some opportunities on offense.
If you came in,
we had to be perfect on offense.
If you were Coach Stoops this morning, you come into the meeting and you go, honestly, I thought we played all right on the one side, but I mean, offense, y'all have got to do your jobs. That would be your message.
A little, yeah. Against how bad their defense is, because their defense was miserable.
And that was also the best. You could argue that was the best offensive performance of the Stoops era. Maybe Louisville 2016 was better, but outside of that, what's been better? I mean, in your time,
the Louisville with Lynn was pretty good.
But it's just Lynn. He just ran all over the place. Like that's
you're not giving Stoops the credit for that one.
I'd love Stoops. I just don't think he probably gets the credit for that one. I mean,
no.
I just think their defense is miserable. But that's just me.
No, I'm with you. But 42 points is pretty solid, especially when you run damn near a 15-minute drive in the first quarter.
The good thing for us, honestly, is next year, like, Will's going to be really, really good. And me and Miles did actually disagree about this. I just think, like, he didn't play for 2 years and he's going to just slowly get better and more comfortable at quarterback. And, like, it takes you a while. Miles said, you said you either can read it or you can't. And he just keeps making mistakes
sometimes.
You
think he's hit his ceiling?
I just think, like, your decision making is they always act like, oh, we can work on it. No. I think you either make good decisions or you don't.
Regardless of arm talent.
I disagree.
Like, I think his arm is talented.
Yes.
Well, let's think about quarterbacks who have been – I think Will, in the first half of the season, was maybe a little under par what we thought he would be. I think now he's playing up, the Georgia game especially. The Mississippi State was bad.
He looked really good Saturday.
Yes, he did.
Really good.
At times.
So, let's – like, there's
– Mississippi State, not so much.
No.
Like, he's up and down.
Well, sure, but most quarterbacks are when they start off. Well, like, Joe Burrow, I'm sure – suffered the same fate.
Joe Burrow was pretty up the 1 year. He didn't have much down.
The 1 year, but before that, he was pretty up.
He's been up since, too.
Yep.
Yep.
I'll wrap the Will thing up because I said this. I actually think, hypothetically, if Wandell leaves, it will help.
No.
Yes, because
not as
predictable. He narrows in on him right now, as he should probably most of the time. But I think next year, if he doesn't have him there, he'll spread the ball around more. That'll help his decision-making.
So you're saying it would be
– it doesn't make sense. Like, you'd rather have him now, yes.
We're
going to
have some
good
weapons coming in next year, too.
Yes.
I'm just confused because you guys were literally passing around an offering plate to bring Wandell back, and you're sitting there saying, well, it might be
I'm saying he might not
come
back.
Well, that can neither be confirmed nor denied, by the way, because we do can't put it out.
Well, NIL.
No, can't put it out.
We can give him money.
Yes, we can, but I can't. I don't know if it happened or not because I don't have the order.
Well, I already gave him $450 earlier this year.
Here's one person that needs –
didn't get the PlayStation.
How do you put nicely – what's the word? If there was someone to be given a stern talking to for just contributing absolutely zero to our efforts to win on
Colin
Saturday
Goodfellow.
Night. Colin Goodfellow.
Colin Goodfellow.
No, gave us nothing.
Nope, no punts.
He gave us nothing.
It's he could have slept
at
through
some
the whole
point,
game.
At some point, you have to contribute, and he just said no.
Nope. Well, it's something about the punters and whenever they played people like Tennessee and Louisville, because your first time against Louisville, you didn't do anything either.
We won.
Well, that's true.
Like, we lost the game, and he gave us nothing.
That's a good point.
Ruffalo gave us nothing as well, to be fair.
Were you guys surprised he didn't line up to
extra
kick
points.
At 57 yards?
No. But I think he would have kicked it inside of 50 or just on 50. I don't think
that's where the game turned. I joked about it on Twitter, but that's really where the game turned is when Kentucky didn't score at the end of the half, and Tennessee goes down and
yeah. kick a field goal. I think it was a bit of maybe touch of clock management, but I'm not too sure. But we were saying when we were watching it, you could have at least maybe run. We had some timeouts. We could have ran one or two run plays in that scramble of four, just to just in case we wanted to kick it.
Yep.
Like if we get 7 yards on the first carry, and we get it to a 50-yard field goal, then you've got the option. We didn't get the option because we didn't. I mean, now some of the obviously the pass plays were designed to just get a bit of yards, but I think we would have got some with some rushing.
Well, we're still on the. We still haven't had the Ruffalo game that you guys have predicted this year. Are we going to get it?
The game winner.
Just at the Ruffalo ball game.
Ball game will be it for sure. Yeah. Where do you think we're going to go for a ball?
Outback.
Tin Roof, I hope.
I mean, Tin Roof Bowl would be good.
It's my favorite place at the moment. I love it.
Looks like Miles is not loving it.
Yeah, though. I'm not loving it today, no.
I've lost all my juice. Like, you all have just drained me with this. Like, it started off today when I found out about the audio. And I'm just kind of lost. I don't even want to talk
I'll
about
I'll commend you on one thing, and then we'll probably wrap the show up.
Is it me trying to drag the show out longer?
No. I'll commend you on one thing.
I'm great at stalling.
I had a plan for this episode mm-hmm. that I thought was going to go really well, and it backfired on me.
Yeah, he got you.
You went downstairs, and you may have heard us. I'm going to just guess that you heard us.
How would he have heard us? I watched him.
He's got something up
okay.
here.
Okay, he's got a top wiretap.
Do you have
you
a wiretap?
Sneaky. You are sneaky.
What? Because you somehow knew.
About? Talking about what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Me and Miles, when you said a particular thing, we're going to just count and then just continue on. Like, if you said the thing, I was just going to say one. And then if you said two, because you had a saying that's been going on for the last couple of weeks, heavy, and you haven't said it once this show. So I'm not sure if it was the Kansas City air. I'm not sure what it was, but it's
what's
out.
What's the saying? Is it the thing I say always?
I don't know. What is it?
What is that thing?
My thing is
no.
I say that quite a bit.
It was going to be this, that, and the third. And you did not say it once
said
today.
It once. You had some restraint.
Did you tell me that before? I feel like you did.
I've never told you that, but I just realized it recently, and whereas I was about to count them, you haven't said it once.
So someone the other day told me I've been saying that a lot.
Yep.
And since they've said it, I've started noticing it. And now that you guys have noticed it, it's like, damn, maybe I am saying that a lot.
Well,
like
no, you're not. You haven't said it once.
I haven't said it tonight.
Well, there we go.
Congrats.
Can we do one quick thing before we go? Because I am curious. Playoff, if you had to set your four right now, who's in?
Well, it's Georgia, this, that, and the third.
It
obviously.
Is. That's good.
One. I would have.
It's Georgia, everybody.
Do you
else.
Want a serious answer or do you want I would have?
Not as in to date, so not where you think it's going to go. If you were the committee this week, who would be the four?
You'd have to have Georgia.
I would think it won.
I like Rutgers a lot. I would they're probably just outside. I do like them.
Okay.
I like UTSA a
Didn't
lot.
Did they lose this week?
Yeah, but they're okay. Yeah, but they're sneaky good though. Okay. They're the type of team that whether they're 1-11 or 11-1, if you put them in the playoff, Greg Schiano would have a game of it. Like they would fight tooth and claw.
What are you going to do if we play them in a bowl?
We're screwed.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
So they would be close. They'd be somewhere in there. I would have Georgia. This has been my theory the whole year, if you want the serious answer. I think they should abandon the playoffs and just have a 3-game series of Alabama-Georgia, and that's the only way you should decide it. No other teams are even close.
I think Georgia would whack Alabama, though.
Okay, well, then they would
whack
everyone.
They're going to get their chance.
Because Alabama's the second-best team. Is that agreed upon?
No.
I actually don't think so right now.
No. Who?
I think A&M is playing really well. Really well. And they beat them. So.
Ugh.
I know you can't – what is – does A&M have two losses now?
Yeah.
So you can't get them in, but they are sneakily playing well. I would say Bama's right now too.
Bama and Georgia just have a 3-game playoff series.
Okay, if they did
winner
that –
winner plays Rutgers.
You don't actually count the wins. You just play 3 60-minute things, and you keep a running score till the end.
Whoever covers the spread.
Yeah, then there's none of this, like, let me manage the game. You just try to score every possession.
Okay.
I'd watch that.
I'd watch it. Like it'd actually be entertaining. Be like we're at the end of week 2, and it's like going into week 3. Georgia leads at the moment, 65-48. Mm-hmm. How can they hang on to the lead?
It's good
for the next game.
Yeah,
because like if Georgia won game 1 and 2, both games by a point, Bama's a really good chance night 3.
Yeah,
really good.
Yeah, true.
Who else? And there's no one else that's even close to being a chance of winning it besides Georgia and Alabama. Like who else? It's not even close.
Ohio State, Oregon?
Maybe. Maybe.
They should be good.
I'm not a believer in Ohio State.
UTEP, a decent.
Decent. UTSA is still cooking.
UTSA is cooking right now.
There's only 4 undefeated teams left. You got to put them in.
They're not going to let Cincinnati in, I don't think.
They're not going to let Oklahoma in. Or they shouldn't. They're trash.
If Oklahoma wins out, they're in.
Oh, well, duh. You
think they're going to lose?
No. Big 12 is weak. But they could lose.
I actually think – if they get in at the 4, it sucks. Cincinnati is actually probably top 4.
They almost lost to Tulsa.
Doesn't matter.
They literally had the worst mistake of all time. Under 2 minutes, they sneak the ball off the goal line and fumble. How do you do that?
You drop it. We didn't drop the ball Saturday.
No?
We possessed the ball most of the game.
If possession is 9/10 of the law, Saturday night was the 1/10.
I saw that tweet and I was really proud of you for that one.
He didn't like it that much.
I thought it was good.
I like.
Miles just said, okay, cop this, whoever's listening to this. Miles said that will go over the fans' heads.
You know why I said that? Because I didn't even get it.
He didn't get it, and he's an educated man.
No idea.
You never heard that saying?
No.
Possession's 9/10 of the law?
No.
It means like you could have a girlfriend. If she's in my arms at 9/10, she's mine.
What?
If you have a house.
I don't have one.
If you have a house.
I have no girlfriend.
If you have
a
house and I'm in that house and I'm like this.
Are you saying women are objects?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't really. What?
I'm possessive. If I have.
You like to claim what's yours?
If you own this cup of water.
Okay.
Do you own it? Possession's 9/10 of the law. Good luck. I'll drink out of it if I want to.
God dang it, dude.
True or not true? Oh, also, because people didn't get to hear it, and you can edit out some of this, Brent, but also because people didn't get to hear it, we wanted to quickly do a shout-out to our man of the week because we didn't get to do it, obviously, and put out who it was.
Yeah.
It was one singular man. So there was a guest at the game. He'd done 52 straight Kentucky-Tennessee games. He was battling through cancer, and he still managed to get to the game. Doctors let him out for one day. And if you're at Tin Roof, you would have heard me ask the guys, how bad does that make them feel that they lost for him? So that he's our man of the
week. He's a Tennessee fan.
He's a Tennessee fan, so it didn't matter. But at the time, they didn't know that, and they were distraught, didn't know how to answer it. Yeah.
They felt bad, and then they were just like, oh, well, he's a Tennessee fan. Yeah. So that's good.
But he's our man of the week, so shout out to him.
And he's the only nominee.
Yep.
Not even any other. No one close.
No one even gets close to that.
Is this our worst episode of all time?
Yeah.
Definitely is. 100%. Definitely is the worst. But it's also one of the worst defensive games we've seen, too.
It fits.
So it's fitting.
Yep. It really fits because we've lost 3 straight, and because of that, the excitement around the football team and probably us as a podcast has gone down a little bit, and we're just throwing in this clunker of an episode because we don't have – which means
– we're due a good one.
We're due a good one next week.
We are due 2 good ones, hopefully.
Yeah.
A nice preview.
Mm-hmm. But I think, like, we – after we beat Vanderbilt by 20 points, like, it's got to have a party.
Spread's 20.
That was 19.
Yeah, it's moving around there. Yep, Saturday. If we do win, I'm celebrating Saturday night.
Lance's girlfriend just accepted me on Instagram.
All right. Well, this show stinks. Let's get out of here. Anything else you guys want to say before we
I think I'm good, Max.
Wrap this up.
Thanks.
I hate you so much. Go Cats.